Diane, we often have people call or write us and ask us questions about real estate. For instance, they call and say, well, I understand that the most important thing about real estate is location, location, location. How can I figure out how to buy a property based on the value of its location?
That's a great question. And by the way, location is a key component to buying a property, determining where the location is, because you can fix a lot of things. You can't fix the location. So just covering that real quickly, what's key for location? Well, if it's a residential property, you do not want it on a busy road. You don't want it adjacent to a school or adjacent to industrial property. Now, if it's commercial property, you probably want all those things. You want it adjacent to a busy road. You want it adjacent to industrial because you're looking for traffic. So again, remember, you need to have a plan. But you know, Sharon, location is just one piece of determining what a good value is for a property. There's many other pieces. That a house could be sitting in the best location, but it's absolutely termite infested and falling down. It's going to cost a lot of money to restore this, and it's just not worth the time.
So it's a good location, it's a valuable piece of land, but the house that's built on it may be a disaster waiting for you.
Exactly. In fact, the key points that I look for, I'm looking at the construction of whatever the building is. In general, does it fit the neighborhood? I'm looking at what condition it's in. Looking at the age of the construction. Now, just because a house is old, I still might buy it, but I'm going in there with both eyes open, realizing there's going to be more maintenance on an older house.
So does that mean you're an expert in construction and engineering?
Let me tell you, I am absolutely not. I hire somebody really good to do that.
Oh, so it's part of your team.
Right. In fact, you remember when I talked about making my offers subject to inspection? That's not my inspection. I have a guy who comes in and does an inspection. It costs me $200 to $500, depending on where the property is and the size of it. When it's done, I have a list that I hand to my handyman. By the way, I'm not the one who's fixing things. I never do that.
And if there's a lot on that list, you might actually go back to the seller and say, this is a long list of things that need to happen. We need to adjust the sales price.
Exactly, Sharon. And by the way, to the listeners, I'm never afraid to come back. If we've got an offer and I get a list back that comes from my inspector and it's a long list, I'm not afraid to ask for less money. For example, let's say I'm in contract at $105,000. This is a true story. Got a list back. There's a lot of things on here. So I asked them to fix them all. They didn't want to do it and instead offered to drop the price $3,000. I was able to hire someone to do it for $1,500 on one house. So it makes sense to get that inspector, and it's not yourself. Get somebody who knows what they're doing, who's got the licenses, who understands engineering.
And don't ever be afraid to ask for a reduction in price.
Absolutely. I'm never afraid to ask for a reduction in the sales price or a change in terms. Circumstances change, the terms need to also.
That's all part of the negotiation of the deal, right?
Exactly.
Well, I've also heard, Diane, when we talk about location before we leave that, sometimes location is a very important factor in vacancy rate. You may have a wonderful building, and it may be in a very bad location, and therefore it will impact your vacancy rate, which affects your income stream. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. Location is clearly an issue. It's just one of the factors. By the way, on the property with the high vacancy rate, it might be possible to make a really good deal with the seller, as long as you remember you're going to have a high vacancy rate until the neighborhood changes.
So you have to make sure you include a vacancy rate in your calculation of the cash value of that property.
Exactly. In fact, this is a good place to talk about all the things that I use when I'm doing my initial rough estimation of value. I'm looking at what kind of repairs need to be made. I'm looking at vacancy rate and that possibility. And I'm always looking at the cost of a handyman to do this and a property manager to handle the project.
So that property manager is like your personal accountant. They'll collect the rents. They call in the repairman. They're the ones who get the call for the leaky toilet in the middle of the night, right?
Exactly. It's so interesting you said that, Sharon. The main objection that I hear for the reason not to have real estate is, I don't want to have to fix leaky toilets at 3 a.m.
I don't want to be a landlord.
Right. Well, I want to talk about the leaky toilets at 3 a.m. I don't know why it's always 3 a.m., but they seem to always break down then when people talk about this. The point is, if you have a property manager, you never get those calls.